Anybody in the room want to talk about it?
It's hard to hear.
Very hard to hear, but not on the issue of the travel reimbursement.
What we're saying with respect to travel reimbursement, what Randy Miller just said was that none of us in this commission should have to theoretically be out of pocket for serving the state. I think that's bottom line is what you said. So I'm going to appoint a committee of one consisting of Mr. Randy Miller to make a proposal at our upcoming commission meeting on April 13th for a well, when you start quoting statutes, Randy, you put yourself out there, buddy. If you could make a recommendation to us, work with Carolyn. And is that acceptable to everyone in this committee? Without objection, show it pass. Keep going, Carolyn. Again, we're on administrative matters.
I think that was essentially it, unless anyone else had any other questions.
Okay, we can get into those. Let's go to number six, review the goals of our organizational committee. And I think that, you know, you've all seen a copy of the 1990 rules. I think you've all seen a copy of the 1990 commission's organizational structure in terms of the committees they established. I think you've also all received in your booklet last when we first met what the Constitution asks this Taxation and Budget Reform Commission to do and to accomplish. And I can go through those if you like as we get into the organizational side, and I'll highlight just a few. The commission shall examine the state budgetary process. It shall examine the revenue needs and expenditure processes of the state, examine the appropriateness of the tax structure of the state, and finally examine governmental productivity and efficiency. Those are, and I think what basically happened in 1990 is they established committees in all those areas and moved forward. Now, having said that, our goal today, as we determined at the initial commission meeting, was to set up a committee structure for the commission, make a recommendation to the commission of a committee structure that we can go forward with. Having said that, any comments? The floor is open.
Alan?
Yes, John.
I would suggest, I don't have that document in front of me, but I do remember reading it. I would suggest that we perhaps divide up the into committees in each of, with regard to each of those areas, and let those folks that are on those committees make recommendations with regard to changes, if any are necessary.
I think that's what they did in 1990, is basically set up committees in each of those areas. Jim Scott?
Well, I think unlike 1990 and maybe even unlike constitutional revision, which I know some of us were on, I think that one of the major concerns is going to be this property tax crisis, we'll call it, in Florida, and the great concern among all the citizens and others. And I think that that should have a mention in here, either a committee or perhaps as a separate part, or at least assigned to a finance and tax committee or something like that. I think that that's a focus that, and in the Constitution, it also says in the paragraph, you know, that ability of state and local government to tax and fund operations and meet the state's needs and so forth. And of course, we all know that property taxes are part of that. So I would propose that that be added in some fashion here into the structure of the committees.
Alan, if I may.
Go ahead, John. You're recognized.
I would agree with Jim. With one perhaps slight caveat, and that is that ought to be the evaluation of ad valorem taxes should be considered in concert with all the other sources of revenue to the state. I think one of the dangers mistakes that the legislature has made over the years is that they've considered keeping or eliminating sources of revenue in a vacuum. And although I don't remember a whole lot about physics, I think this is a real, considering them in a vacuum is a real example of violation of that physics law for every, I can't remember what it is now, but for, you know, for whatever action there's a reaction or something like that. And if we only consider property taxes, then that might have a negative effect on sales taxes or on some other area. But I'd like somebody to take a look at revenue, not only the committee, but I think our consultants need to look at the revenue sources to the state as a whole as opposed to as separate and distinct entities.
Randy Miller?
Mr. Chairman, in looking back at the prior Tax and Budget Reform Commission structure, they had a pretty good committee structure. I think one of the things that Senator Scott's bringing up is that the ad valorem tax issues of today were not that big of an issue back then. We just need to highlight that this commission is about looking at the ad valorem taxation and any kind of property tax issues to make it more apparent. Maybe we need to do something with the Finance and Taxation Committee description here and maybe change that to reflect property taxes in addition to highlight simply to say this subcommittee or this committee will be looking at the finances and taxes, including property tax.
I think that covers what
that works.
Senator McKay's covering. That it would that be works. part of the package.
John, does that kind of cover your concern?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you, Randy.
I said, does that cover your concern, highlighting it as part of the Finance and Tax Committee that title?
Yeah, I absolutely. If we got to look at everything that's out there, not just little bits and pieces.
Martha Barnett, you're recognized.
Thank you. My concern about doing that is that the commission is going to look at all of the revenue needs of the state, including revenue needs of local government, and the revenue sources for government, state and local revenue sources. And I know there's a current focus on ad valorem taxes and sales taxes and the integrated solutions that we've heard, but I think that our charge is broad and that we shouldn't, just because it's a political issue of the moment, structure our committee to meet that. I think that the Finance and Tax Committee could have subcommittees that dealt with excise taxes or sales taxes or ad valorem taxes, or, you know, there are a multitude of other taxes, either state or local. There's a way to address it without necessarily highlighting what just at the moment happens to be a major issue. I think our charge is a lot broader than that.
Okay, I recognize that. Just as a reminder, the committees that were created in 1990 were the coordinating committee, which I assume is sort of like this committee right here. We call it organizational committee, I believe. The governmental services committee, the planning and budgetary process committee, the governmental procedures and structure committee, and the finance and taxation committee. Not much has changed in 18 years, 17 years. And it's almost, again, I want to remind you what we're charged with. We'll examine the state budgetary process, revenue needs and expenditures, appropriateness of the tax structure currently in place, and we will examine governmental productivity and efficiency. So I don't know if we want to blend these two or we want to come up with our own names. I could make a suggestion that we continue to use the structure that was set back in 1990. If we feel the need, subcommittees could be formed. But that's just for openers. I'm moving the committee meeting along. How about input from others? Patricia?
Mr. Chairman, I think the committee structure of before was fine. It seemed to be aligned with what our duties are outlined in the Constitution. I did look at the website, that FSU website, on the former Constitutional Revision Commission, and there was another committee that they had called the Style and Drafting Committee. It's on the summary page that we were handed, that looked at all the proposals that were passed out of the full commission, and then that committee made recommendations for, it says, suggestions for improving language, style, and for ballot placement.
That's a good idea.
And then their recommendations go to the full commission, and that may be something that we want to add. Mm-hmm. That worked well for the CRC before.
Senator
Scott,
I didn't recognize. I didn't quite get to that, but I definitely think that we need to have a style and drafting committee.
Yes.
And you, sooner rather than later, doesn't have to be right now, but you need to get that functioning because I know on the Constitutional Revision, sometimes we spun our wheels on, and then we would get to somewhere and then we'd have to try to come back and redo and whatever, especially on some of the cabinet changes that were made. So I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
To have the... that's what they had basically in the Constitutional Revision. They had a style of drafting, and they also had that Administration Rules Organizational Committee.
Okay. Jacinta?
One of the things I think that might be appropriate is to take special topics like this ad valorem and property.
We can't hear on the call-in port.
One of the things I think might be appropriate with these special topics, like the ad valorem and property tax issue, is dedicate a specific meeting of the full commission and bring in experts to talk about those particular issues, because I do think that those issues kind of cross committee and there might be some overlap, and it might be that we have special focuses at commission meetings on particular special topics like ad valorem and property tax.
Sure. And as Martha Barnett said, in excise taxes and the other areas that we want to, that we wish to look into, I think that's a good idea. I think it helps weave in Senator Scott's concern about making sure, again, that, you know, in reading the history of the 1990 Commission, it came about in 87 is when the idea first moved forward, and that was after the ill-fated sales tax on services and a great concern about the future of Florida. And then when actually in 1990, when it was formed, after it passed in 88, we were in a pretty sporty recession at that point in time. If some of you will recall that were on that commission. So I think you had that combined with the fact that in the 80s, almost every year there was some kind of a tax increase, and the voters were really concerned about efficiency in government then. So looking at the backdrop of the 1990s and the 80s, in terms of this year's backdrop, I think there's a concern about how we're spending money. Some things, I guess, never go away. But I think there's also a heightened concern about the topic this year is property tax. Hopefully, again, as we've said before, the legislature will correct that issue and make changes as they meet over the next month. But again, there may be some issues we might want to add on there as well. So having said that, we're looking at four, five committees plus a coordinating committee. Do we want to get into now? Does anyone have objections? Patricia Levesque has suggested that the four committees that were set up in 1990 might very well work for us today. Let's debate that for a while. Who has input? Who wants to talk about that? Jim Scott?
Well,
Scott?
I think it's a good idea to just go with those four plus a style and drafting committee and your organizational rules, whatever you're calling this. Committee, which is not, I wouldn't think, is almost organizational / administrative
rules
or something like that, because it may have other things that, you know, you want to bring up that the chair or members may want to bring up. So I think that's a good idea, and I think the question, again, I didn't mean to in any way imply that something would be left out or under emphasized, but I do think in the definition of the Finance and Tax Committee or whatever, that this subject matter, there's going to have to be a forum for that, both for public input and for, you know, discussion and whatever.
You're assuming that the legislature's not going to resolve that issue at the end of the session.
I was told by someone once, assume nothing. You know, do you remember who that was that always said that? So anyway, no, I think, I don't think there's any assumption. And we are definitely, we said this from the organizational, the first meeting, that we would definitely are deferring to the legislature to complete their work in this area or any other that might affect what might come before this commission before we would, you know, get into it.
Okay. We're looking at those six total committees. Let's focus for a second on those four very substantive committees, which would be the Governmental Services Committee, the Planning and Budgetary Processes Committee, the Governmental Procedures and Structures Committee, and the F&T Committee. Let's just call Finance and Tax F&T from here on, so I think we're all familiar with that term that are on this committee and commission. I have a definition here of the scope of each committee's responsibility back in 1990. It came from the book that Carolyn passed out last week. If you brought your book, it is back in Section 8 is where that belongs. And we had that white book from last week. Is it the pleasure of the committee today to review over the next 2 weeks before the next commission meeting the responsibilities that were set forth back in 1990 for each of those committees, or do you want to try to hammer it out today?
I don't think we need to do every line and paragraph for today. I think that we got the idea here, and to try to say that we're going to do this and do that and discuss what they, I think we should start out. If it gets to be a problem, definitional or scope, as they get into functioning, we can always address it then.
I'll tell you what I will do as chairman, then over the next 2 weeks, I will suggest duties, responsibilities for each of those committees. I will circulate those to you as well as to all commission members. And if we have our ED on board at that point in time, if not, I think Carolyn Timmon, I hate to keep imposing on her, but Carolyn can circulate those to you so you have an opportunity to review the scope of work of each of those committees, and we can approve that at the commission meeting. Does that sound palatable to everybody? Jacinta?
I had one question, and that sounds very palatable to me, but one question. I didn't see any focus on federal funding issues that impact state and local funding. And do you see that as something that we should be examining in this commission?
I think that could be covered under the revenue needs and expenditures processes of the state. Some of the revenue the state gets is from federal sources, so I think that might be covered, and perhaps I'll make sure that as I draft these suggestions that be covered in that particular committee.
Particularly the Medicaid.
Right.
Well, a lot of them are matching. I think that's a good point. Transportation or whatever, Medicaid, Medicare, and so on. So I think they are covered, but I think you should mention including effects of federal funding.
And I think there's some real opportunities for policy development in that arena also.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with that, because in the past, when you start looking at any kind of revenue caps, traditionally, some of the federal matching funds have been held harmless, and I think you need to look at the whole picture,
right,
about what we get committed to for future expenses, even though some of it is coming from the federal government. So all of it needs to be there, and I think Jacinta's right. We need to have it. If it's not implicit here, make sure it is examined.
Okay. Any more discussion on the overall organizational structure? Just to review, we're going to suggest to the commission that we organize into six separate committees consisting of the organizational committee. I would suggest we change that now to the name called the organizational committee. This committee be changed. We're here to organize, but I think the next commission meeting, we might want to modify that to a coordinating committee.
All the names here, Mr. Chairman, look appropriate.
Right.
We just adopt.
We'll use those, as well as the style and drafting committee. Okay, so we are to that point with respect to the duties and responsibility of each of those committees. I'm going to make some suggestions for you that we will review at the next commission meeting. And let's, again, I'm under number six, review goals of organizational committee. Let's talk about commission meetings. And I don't, this might be beyond our scope, but how often do you folks think we should travel? How often should we meet here in Tallahassee? What are your thoughts on the frequency of our meetings, et cetera? I'll open the floor up to discussion. Martha Barnett, you're recognized. And folks, I'm going to be a little formal here because you folks at the telephone couldn't see or may not recognize Martha Barnett's voice. So if you would, let me identify before you speak. Who's Martha Barnett, you're recognized.
It's really more to put a practical consideration on the table as we discuss the number and place of meetings, and that is public hearings can serve several purposes. One, as we've been seeing with the committee that's the House committee that's been on House and Senate committee, I guess, that did the roadshow on the ad valorem issue, it's really for citizen input. Is to take a topic out to the people, get the input, find out, you know, firsthand, as we're commanded to do, what's on the minds of the citizens, both in terms of taxing and revenue sources and alternatives. So that's one kind of committee meeting. Public hearing. The other kind is once you've developed some proposals and you've thought about possible ways to address the different issues, whatever those are. Is to take those issues out for the citizens to give you input on the proposal, because ultimately, for the constitutional provisions, the people have to adopt them, and it's important to get that input. So in some ways, the committee, I don't think we're at a point right now to just go out and ask the citizens what's on your mind about the tax and budget structure of the state. I think it would behoove us to have several meetings, substantive meetings, where we begin to get an agenda of issues that we're going to want to talk with the citizens about, take that public input, and then translate it into proposals, and then have another series of public hearings.
Okay.
I don't know how many or the timing on it, but I see two different purposes, at least, for public meetings.
In addition to traveling, do we want to have regular, you know, we for the next 16 months we block